During the installation of piping, internal surfaces of the line pipe must be maintained in a clean and dry state, free of oil, grease, soil, debris, and runoff water. Specific measures must be taken to ensure cleanliness during installation to prevent contamination. Let's look at those measures. Pipe trenches must be kept free of water and flammable material. This is particularly important in welding areas and where open-ended sections of line pipe exist. Seal the open ends of pipes with pressure-holding plugs or welded caps at the end of each workday or when welding is not being carried out. An authorized and qualified person should perform a visual inspection of the line before every closing weld. Formal records of the results should be maintained for future reference. During extended periods of inactivity, the piping can be left under pressure with dry, oil-free air or nitrogen at about 1/100th megapascal. Keep purging and cleaning systems clean. Examples include inert gas purging devices such as lances and temporary seals and the cleaning media and system. Ensure construction and maintenance personnel. Wear clean work clothes free from oil contamination. Keep their hands free of oil, grease, and excessive dirt, and remain in the oxygen clean work area and do not move to other work areas that are using oil or grease. Keep tools clean to prevent them from contaminating equipment. Tools used for assembly or maintenance must remain in the oxygen clean work area. In the oxygen clean work area, set up workbenches for tools and small parts. The workbenches should be covered with a clean material. Ensure no lubricants are used. In general, the use of lubricants is prohibited on piping and valves intended for oxygen service. If lubricants are necessary for oxygen-wetted parts, they must be fully oxygen-compatible and used only with the prior approval of the purchaser.